I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Olympic competition is stretching out across Tokyo on Saturday, and there are already medals being handed out as the Games finally cast aside some of the shadow of COVID-19 and controversy that has plagued the lead-up to the global showpiece. China grabbed the first gold coming from weightlifting, while the host nation took gold in judo a day after Japanese tennis star Naomi Osaka lit the cauldron to officially open the pandemic-delayed Olympics. An Iranian won a men's air pistol event, and a cyclist from Ecuador won the men's road race. Day one of sport offered a familiar Olympics field despite the absence of spectators, but there is no ignoring the global pandemic. As organizers said Saturday, one more athlete tested COVID positive, bringing the total number of disclosed virus cases to 123. And there are weather concerns from weekend heat and humidity to the possibility of a tropical storm by Tuesday, with some events like rowing moved to an earlier start. Afghan's Interior Ministry announced Saturday a nighttime curfew across 31 of the country's 34 provinces to curb surging violence unleashed by a sweeping Taliban offensive in recent months. The curfew will be effective between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. local time, according to authorities. Since early May, the Taliban have launched a widespread offensive across the country that has seen the insurgents capture border crossings, dozens of districts, and encircle several provincial capitals. With the withdrawal of American-led forces all but complete, the resurgent Taliban now controls about half of Afghanistan's roughly 400 districts. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Thousands marched through Australia's two biggest cities in an anti-lockdown protest Saturday, sparking violent clashes with police in Sydney. Dozens of protesters were arrested after an unauthorized march violated public health orders in Sydney, while several confrontations with police broke out during the hours-long rally. Officers were pelted with pot plants and bottles of water as opponents of Sydney's months-long stay-at-home order took to the streets in numbers. Thousands also crowded several streets in Melbourne after gathering outside the state parliament in the early afternoon. The largely maskless protesters were breaking rules on non-essential travel and public gatherings a day after authorities suggested the restrictions could remain in place until October. Hundreds of police responded to the Sydney protest, with several demonstrators pulled from the crowd and handcuffed by officers. Police say they issued nearly 100 fines and arrested 57 people. Organizers had dubbed the protest a quote-unquote freedom rally and publicized it on social media pages frequently used to spread vaccine disinformation and conspiracy theories. The U.S.-led coalition in Iraq said Saturday a drone attack has been carried out on a military base that hosts American troops without causing any casualties. The attack comes with Iraq's prime minister expected to meet U.S. President Joe Biden in Washington on Monday to discuss a possible full U.S. troop withdrawal from his country. It was the latest attack on U.S. military and diplomatic facilities in Iraq, blamed on pro-Iranian armed groups. The United States still has around 2,500 troops deployed in Iraq, out of 3,500 in the international coalition set up in 2014 to fight the Islamic State group. Their departure is demanded by the pro-Iranian factions, which have been blamed for some 50 attacks against U.S. interests in Iraq since the beginning of the year. Philippine authorities evacuated thousands of residents in the capital Manila out of their low-lying communities on Saturday as heavy monsoon rain compounded by a tropical storm flooded the city and nearby provinces. Nearly 3,000 people are taking shelter at an elementary school after a nearby river started overflowing from continued rains. In another area, Coast Guard personnel helped residents evacuate and carried the elderly out of their homes. The National Disaster Agency says more than 14,000 people have moved to evacuation centers. The Philippines just the latest about harsh weather as it hit several parts of the world in recent weeks, bringing floods to China, India, and Western Europe and heat waves to North America, raising new fears about the impact of climate change. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.